Hello, everybody, and welcome to the studio. Now, here we have three students, my guests from the American International School. Katie.
Hi.
Rudy.
Hello.
Alice.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, fine.
Fine. Fantastic. We have my Fosica students here, and give me a nice wave, host and hostess.
Hi.
Hi. Everything's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And we have a special guest, Mr. Poro Laszlo. Let's start with a puzzle. So what do you think he is? I'm going to read out his profession, and I want you to say what he is. He's a person who studies ancient societies by examining what remains of their buildings, graves, tools, etc. Got an idea? Yes, please.
Archaeologist?
Say it again.
Archaeologist,
yes. You are going to scour the earth with a spade and you're going to dig all over. How much is it going to be when you start your profession?
How much years?
Yeah.
Studying?
Yeah.
Well, that depends. University takes 5 years, and after you have to take a doctorate. So after university you have a permission to make excavations, but all by chance.
But you're still a university student?
Yes.
Couple of months to go, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, okay, good. And he's going to show us a couple of things which you can see on that black table, a couple of very interesting items. Okay, so today's words at the back, listen carefully. Összerakós türelem játék.
Something puzzle, yeah.
Dobni valakit.
Maybe leave.
Throw somebody like this. Not really, good idea. Zuzmo és moha. No idea, I'm very happy. And the next three is going to be Összedő. It's their time. Bizonyíték. And Hatalom és dicsőség.
Gazdaság.
Oh, sorry, Hatalom és gazdaság. Thank you very much. Great. Now, somebody said puzzle, and I've got three envelopes or envelopes. And there's going to be a jigsaw puzzle. There's going to be a jigsaw puzzle in each envelope. Okay? And it's going to be a kind of competition. So you can choose one, but don't open the envelope. Rudy, choose one. Marty, choose one, will you? And you can choose one. And okay, what you've got to do after, first I'm going to count up to three, and I want you to open the envelope and try to put together the pieces here in front of you on the floor. So, ready, steady, go. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Go. We're done.
First. Thank you very much. Could you go back to your place? Yes, the second one. And what about the host and host? Third, so. The gold medal goes here, silver and bronze. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Now, I've got a little bit of more difficult question. What is this?
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. And how tall do you think the Statue of Liberty is? How tall do you think it is? Say.
No, I'm kidding.
No, come on.
I don't know.
Any idea? No idea?
50 meters.
50 meters. Twice.
100.
It's approximately 100 meters.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Three-inch
tower of pizza or pizza?
Pizza.
Well, if it were the tower of pizza, there should be some mozzarella on top, but it's not the tower of pizza. Haha. So this is the leaning tower in pizza. The leaning tower. How tall do you think it is?
30 meters, 40 meters.
55. So 155 meters. And what's this?
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. How tall do you think it is?
I have no idea.
This is 100 meters.
Yeah.
How about this?
100.
300 meters. 300 meters. Now that is something. Now comes the second puzzle of the day. There were seven ancient structures building which were considered to be the most interesting and impressive things in the world made by ancient people. Have you got a name for this?
The seven wonders.
Say it again.
Wonders.
The seven wonders of the world.
Which one?
Can you name a couple of the wonders?
The Tower of Babylon. Or the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
One for Alex. The Hanging Gardens.
The Colossus.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah, that's
the Colossus of Rhodes. Two for you. Judy, please.
The pyramids,
2-1, the pyramids, but there are three pyramids, no?
Me too.
Any other ideas?
Yeah, that, I don't know what it's called, though. It's like the Greek. China, like...
It's the Great Wall? No, no.
No, 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 no.
No,
no.
No, that's that not. That's not.
No, 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 not the... Oh,
right. If you look here, you can see the seven wonders of the world. It's like a tourist guide. Yeah. You can see the pyramids here, and you can see the... lighthouse, the Pharos, the lighthouse in Alexandria. You can see the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, that's your right, that was Alex's. The mausoleum at Halicarnassus, mausoleum. What else? The Temple of Artemis with more than 200 columns. We have the Colossus of Rhodes, again, it was Alex's. Point, and we have the statue of Zeus.
Oh, yeah.
So the seven wonders of the world. Let's try and collect the seven wonders of our time, the modern time. And I believe we have an interesting picture, and I think it's Emesh's task. So what is it?
Well, it's in Paris, next to the Faubourg, and it's a fountain, as you can see, and I liked it because it is colorful, modern, and I think it's very hip. I really like it.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Right. So we have one out of seven wonders. And I've got another picture, and I think it was Katie who gave this picture to me. And, could you say a couple of words? Why you liked it?
Well, it's the Percy Shelley Memorial, and it's in Oxford in England. And it's situated in University College in Oxford. And it's just a gorgeous... It really took my breath away when I saw it. It was just so peaceful. And there's just lines of poetry on the wall.
We have a fountain, we have a beautiful statue. Anybody else? Oh, Judy, you've got a book. Yes. You don't mind if I hold it? Right, and could you... this is this picture, right?
Yeah, okay. But the same.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So could you say a couple of words about...
This is in Paris, the Sacré-Cœur, which I like very much because when I saw it, it was a very shiny day and it was just amazing. It was beautiful, really impressive.
Yeah, what do you think the style is? What style is it?
It's eclectic, if I know
what. Eclectic?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. So we have three things, and maybe next time we are going to move on a little bit. Because what we are going to do now, we are traveling to Nigeria, which is in Africa. And I've got a picture, so this is the Bay of Guinea, and we are traveling to this country, Nigeria. Does anybody know the capital of Nigeria? Lagos. It's going to be Lagos. All right. So meet archaeologist Dr. Patrick Darling. And we are going to watch a little piece of the report, but without sound. Now your job is, what did he discover? Where is he? Okay. Shall we have it now? Right, it wasn't much of a clue, was it? But any ideas?
Some kind of wall.
Judy.
Some kind of wall, maybe.
How many? One wall or two walls?
Two walls.
Two walls. And
it looks like he's walking like a corridor or something.
Say it again.
Corridor? Say,
a kind
corridor.
Of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a path.
Basically, it was a ditch. A ditch is a kind of hole you dig next to a road or... around a field, a ditch. By the way, it's pretty funny, but the word ditch has another meaning. Alex, have you ever ditched anybody?
Yeah, but we won't get into that. To ditch is to, if someone's like close to you, it can be like just for a friend or for a boyfriend or whatever, and you kind of...
Get rid of.
Yeah.
To ditch somebody. Get rid of. Do you know another slang word for that? To dump somebody, to ditch somebody. If you want to get rid of your girlfriend.
To leave them.
Or boyfriend. Right. Super.
Yeah, it can also be like not so bad, like
I don't know. Like, what's an example? Like, I did. I don't know. Anyways.
No, it's just like.
Use it like
if
every
you're
day.
With someone, like, I don't know, you're walking somewhere or whatever, and then you just leave them there. You know?
Uh-huh, so this someone.
That's it.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh, that's another. All right, good. Okay, now, we are going to watch the first bit of the report, and my Fosdeca student, what are the sizes archaeologist Dr. Patrick Darling is going to talk about? He's going to mention a couple of numbers, data, sizes. Watch for the sizes, okay? And your job is going to be, what is the simile Dr. Darling uses? Okay, please, the first bit.
I stopped off and I went through the undergrowth along the ditch, which is the same as always, V-shaped, collapsed, and I came across suddenly an old footpath cutting through the bank and filling up the ditch. On one side there was a toll booth, on the other side an old garrison settlement. Walked on another 100 yards and suddenly the ditch became vertical, vertical sided. 35 foot high, the ditch walls, another 35 foot bank, and then 150 foot of trees above that. Absolutely spectacular, just like being in a superb cathedral. All green and gloom and great, and lichen and moss on the walls.
Right. So, the size.
There are four.
Judy?
There are four. First, he had to move on 100 yards in order to see the ditch becoming vertical. Mm-hmm. Then it was 35 yards or feet.
Feet.
Yes,
feet.
35 feet. Okay, we don't know what it is. I mean, can you calculate how much it is in meters?
About 10.
You are very good. Say it again, Attila. It's a little bit more than 10 meters. So, two 10-meter vertical walls.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, we're going to find out what it is. And your job was to find the simile.
I can't remember.
Just like being in a cathedral.
Say it again.
Just like being in a cathedral.
In a cathedral. All green and gloom, that is very dark. And what were there on the rocks?
Moss.
Lichen and moss. Some people say lichen. Other people say lichen and moss. Lichen and moss on the walls. What happened to the massive structure? Because it was a massive structure. What happened to all of you?
Okay.
And the Fosdeca student, how long was it? The ditch. Okay? Yes. The next bit, please.
Just 1 hour's drive from Lagos, these ditches, now covered in vegetation, form one of the most incredible archaeological discoveries on the continent. Although the massive structure has collapsed in many places, it was once the 160-kilometer-long moat, or eredo, that protected the ancient kingdom of the Ijebu, one of the Yoruba peoples.
So we have the map here, and it's going to remain here because we're going to talk about the map. So what happened to the massive structure?
It collapsed.
Yes, the structure collapsed. It gave way up. Okay, it collapsed. Right. And your question was, how long was it?
160 kilometers.
MSH, it's your task. Would you say?
160 kilometers.
160 kilometers long. So you can see the ditch here. It was 160 kilometers long and surrounded the Ijebu people. Now, let me turn to you, Laszlo. Is it something, I mean, is it really a finding, a 160 kilometer long ditch?
Well, it depends on the viewpoint. So, the superstructure, this is really looks something. And well, I'm not very expert of the Black African archaeology, but it can reveal, if we have dating points, it can reveal many, many little information on the.
Thank you very much for this, because we are going to learn how old it is, and then I'm going to go back to you, asking whether it was something. And why do you think they built it?
Protective purpose.
Defense, protection, yeah, that must be. Right. Okay. Fosdeca students, how old is the moat? Because a moat is a kind of ditch, like if you have a castle and you dig around the castle a very, very deep ditch in order to defend it, then you call it a moat. Have you got a Hungarian word for it?
Váráró.
Váráró, sáncáró, something like that. Okay? So, how old is the moat? That's your question. And Rudy, Alex, and Katie, what does Dr. Darling compare the ditch, the moat, to? Okay? Please, the next bit.
From the ground, it is impossible to get a sense of just how big the Eredo is, or how much work must have gone into building it over 1,000 years ago.
Well, in terms of size, this is the largest single monument in Africa. There is more material moved here than for the largest Egyptian pyramid.
Okay, so how old is the moat?
1,000 years old.
Over 1,000 years old. Now let me turn back to you, Laszlo. You said, well, it depends on how old it is. Mm. Now, in Africa, in Nigeria, over 1,000 years ago, people dug around a whole country a huge moat. Would you consider it something extraordinary?
In this sense, this is like the Stonehenge, which is, well, the dating is very obscure for me, but it's also something very spectacular. Big work.
Yeah.
So it seems it points to a well-organized society.
That's what I wanted to hear. A well-organized society. Because we thought that they were living in tribes. But if that's true, how come that they could build a 160 kilometer long moat? I mean, we assume that there must have been something more organized than just a tribe, right? We'll come back to this. Okay. And your job was, what does Dr. Darling compare the Eredo to? Rudy, you remember this?
He didn't really compare it to anything, but he mentioned the pyramid.
Yeah, he mentioned the pyramid, and he said that more work went to it than the building of the pyramid. So in a way, Dr. Darling compared the two things. Another word, proof, information, facts that show something. And my Fosaka student, why is the moat, why is this ditch an important proof? In other words, what does it prove? And your job, what did the pyramid symbolize? Okay, according to Dr. Patrick Darling. So the last bit, please.
The pyramids and the temples of Luxor were the symbols of the Egyptian pharaoh's might and wealth. This Eredo in Nigeria is a symbol of something equally powerful.
This is the earliest proof we have of kingdom formation within the African rainforest. It takes it back to the same dates as we get for the earliest savanna kingdoms. So the savanna and the forest were being, the state formation was taking place equally in them both.
Right. So what did the pyramids symbolize?
Might and wealth.
Rudy, would you say it again?
Might and wealth.
I've got it on this card. Might and wealth. Might means great power. And wealth means a lot of money, a lot of possessions. Right. And why is the moat an important proof? Anybody, my students? Attila, would you?
It's the earliest proof of kingdom formation, so it was the earliest kingdom in Africa.
And now I'm turning to you again. Laszlo, I believe that archaeology has something to do with jigsaw. Because you have a piece, like here, and you want to, you'd like to find another piece, the two pieces that match. And this is archaeology is about, isn't it?
The base of the archaeology is really like that. It's something like to make a picture from pieces. The difficulty is that this puzzle is not two-dimensional like this one, but three-dimensional because it has a time factor also. And usually we don't have an image. Like, if you recognize a piece of that Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty, then you have points how to organize the rest of the pieces. But we usually don't have. We have pieces as we have to try to find out which matches to which one. and just make it very difficult.
Sorry, Laszlo, but that's just an excellent excuse to show your first item. Jigsaw puzzle, would you show your first item, yes, and ask the kids what they think it might be?
A pot.
Yeah, it's a pot. And I think
you don't mind if I hold it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So here we go. So this is the bit, and what do you think it is? What do you think it was?
Pottery.
Rudy, would you shout it out?
Pottery.
From which century? From which civilization?
Maybe Greek.
Greek, that's one
Roman,
idea. Greek. Say it again.
Roman
or Greek, we'll see. Laszlo, yep. I'm going to hold it. And would you say a couple of things about what you do with a piece of finding like this? So you dig in the earth, you find it, and what? And then what?
Then what? Yes. You're right, it's Roman, from the second century. And this piece is a piece of a bowl, a kind of ancient chinaware, and mass productive. And made it was made in middle France. Yeah. And you know, we also know the workshop, it's a synonymous workshop. They produce a lot of similar or identical pieces like that one, and these were transported to the different parts of the Roman Empire. So if you find a piece, for example, in Hungary or in North Africa, then we have a cross-dating evidence that this piece on stylistical ground, we can make a datation. If two pieces looks identical, then we can say the two pieces were made at the same time. And
sorry to interrupt, but how do you measure it? What do you do? I mean,
yes, these are different points. May I take it?
Sure.
One is these ornaments, because these were made also menstruated, like stamped and whatever. So they had stamps and made thousands like that. Also, if you look at the profile, like that one, you can see this is the rim here. So you can see how the body was formed. And if you take on this way and you take compasses, then you can also see how big was the mouth of the piece. So you have the measurements of the piece itself. And if you take a closer look of the piece, you can see that here are patterns of decoration. And this pattern will surely run around the surface of the body. So this gives enough evidences to make the analysis of hundreds or thousands of similar pieces and to make a typological order of them. And this typology helps you to in datation. And also you can see that the ceramic itself is a good quality, heavy, and you can hear it as a good voice. So it wasn't a kitchenware. Yes? So this is for eating.
Yeah. And what's the name for it? I mean, you mentioned it before the show.
It's just a bowl.
Isn't it? But the archaeological name is the Terra Sigillata.
Yeah, it's this type of ceramic called Terra Sigillata in
Right, fantastic
English.
Name, isn't it? Terra Sigillata, beautiful name. Thank you very much. What I suggest that we should watch the whole piece from the beginning to the end and just enjoy it, and then we are going to come back to the words, okay?
Good.
Right, okay, so please.
I stopped off and I went through the undergrowth along the ditch, which is the same as always, V-shaped, collapsed, and I came across suddenly an old footpath cutting through the bank and filling up the ditch. On one side there was a toll booth, on the other side an old garrison settlement. Walked on another 100 yards and suddenly the ditch became vertical. Vertical sided, 35 foot high, the ditch walls, another 35 foot bank, and then 150 foot of trees above that. Absolutely spectacular, just like being in a superb cathedral. All green and gloom and great, and lichen and moss on the walls.
Right, so now comes the words, the six words. Összerakós
türelemjáték,
jigsaw puzzle. Dobni valakit.
Ditch somebody.
Wanda, would you say it again?
Ditch somebody
would you
or
say it again?
Dump somebody.
Ditch somebody or dump somebody. Thank you very much. The next one, Zeus Moish Moha.
Lichen and
moss.
Machi?
Lichen and moss.
Lichen and moss, right. Ussedu.
Collapse.
Thank you. Collapse. The next one, Bizonyité.
Proof.
And the last one, Hatalom és gazdagság.
Mike and Wealth.
Thank you very much, and I would like to say thank you to Laszlo. And goodbye, see you next week.
Charité val találkozgatsz? Jó, én meg majd ott hagyom, elvégre felnőtt emberek vagyunk.
Na, ugye? De kap fel már annyira.
Dehogy nem, telefon, Csicsó.
A szobád? Kitisztítottam. Tiszta állatkert volt.
Ha rajtad múlt volna, most a híd alatt laknál.
De...
Snoblizd is én tanítottalak. Az együttélés nem könnyű.
Igazából eddig nem is gondoltam rá.
Jó ötlet volna, ha a fiamékhoz költöznék.
Pokolá akarja tenni az otthonunkat.
Mi az? Mi a baj?
Drága doktor úr, a sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.